strange adventure.
Tex Carver stood on the parapet of the fort and gazed out across the blistering sands of the great Sahara Desert. For two weary, tortured weeks, he and the scores of French legionnaires had held this mud-walled fort against the besieging hordes of fearful desert raiders. The tricolor still fluttered above the roof, but unless the relief column under Colonel Adis arrived soon, Fort El Agreb would fall. There was no sign of the relief column, and another day would soon be over. Tex heard a slight sound and turned to see Sergeant Pardue at his side.
There is nothing but to see, there's nothing but... I'm going crazy. Nothing but sand and tribesmen. And you're smiling. Why?
Well, I was just thinking about Texas history. Reminds me of the fix we're in right now. Did you ever hear of the Battle of the Alamo?
The Alamo?
Yeah. It was an adobe building in San Antonio. One time, about 100 years ago, some Texans held that fort against thousands of Mexicans. And Texans kept looking for help, too, just like we're doing. But none ever got there in time. They fought hard and all died like heroes. I'm just wondering if we'll end the same way.
Well, surely Colonel Adis will be here tomorrow. If we can only hold out tonight.
Yeah, if.
Tex thought of the heroes of the Alamo and of their brave stand. Suddenly he became conscious of a slight movement before him and looked up. A few feet away stood a man dressed in the fringe buckskin clothes of an American frontiersman. He stood like a silent sentinel upon the wall, wraith-like in the desert moonlight. Tex somehow seemed to recognize him, to welcome him. For he was Davy Crockett, one of the heroes of the Alamo. The tall Texan saw the figure lift an arm and point toward the desert. He ran to the wall then and saw something moving among the rocks some distance away. Then across the intervening space swept a wave of robed warriors bent upon the massacre of the beleaguered legionnaires. The raiders stormed forward, firing as they ran. Some of their bullets found their marks, and legionnaires tumbled from their posts. The attackers were at the walls now, and the defenders of El Agreb knew they were putting up their last stand. As bullets rained into the fort, Tex turned to see the figure of Davy Crockett beckoning to him. He followed to one of the towers, opened the door. There, inside the small room, were dozens of hand grenades. He carried an armload to his comrades. Soon the night was filled with explosions, and the surprised, shattered horde of attackers raced away in headlong flight. Thus the fort was saved because a lonesome Texan accepted the help of another hero from the Lone Star State. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Cruise of the Watery. Our next tale of
strange adventure.